online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A second man's been charged with attempted murder following a fire at a mobile home near Maidstone. Several vehicles were set alight on land in the Stockbury Valley in the early hours of Saturday. A 28-year-old is due in court later and is also accused of arson and possessing a firearm. A 52-year-old man's due in court next month facing the same charges. Four other people have been released on bail.
KMFM News.
Rail companies are going to start a public consultation aimed at making ticketing fairer and easier. The Rail Delivery Group, which represents train firms like Southeastern, says about 55 million different fares exist in the current system. It says passengers aren't always offered the cheapest ticket available because of anomalies. These commuters in London have mostly welcomed the news.
It's very confusing if you want to go and travel at different times and there's so many different fares.
A bit backwards, so yeah, could be better. Everything's got to be app-based, easy to deal with.
Everything was working fine and I don't see the point of it that much.
If there's cheaper rail tickets out there, then you should just be able to find them instantly.
Two drivers have been told to go to court following a crash involving three vehicles, including an oil tanker on the M2. It happened on the London-bound carriageway between Gillingham and Sittingbourne just after 10 this morning. All lanes have now reopened. A 58-year-old HGV driver has been reported for careless driving. A 49-year-old woman who was in a Ford Galaxy has been reported for having no insurance. Plans to reopen Manston Airport as a freight hub have been temporarily withdrawn. The River Oak Partnership say they need to review their bid to get planes landing there again, but insist it's not the end of the road. It comes as the owners of the site, which is now called Stonehill Park, officially submit plans to create thousands of homes, office space and leisure facilities there. KMFM's political editor Paul Francis thinks a decision on that will take some time.
There's going to be a lot of scrutiny of the plans, and it's not going to be a decision that will come quickly. The council will need to satisfy itself that all the elements of the particular scheme comply with the planning regulations.
It's been confirmed a so-called super surgery able to deal with 15,000 patients will open in Canterbury next year. The multi-million pound medical centre will be based at the Kent and Canterbury Hospital and replace two other surgeries in the city. It's hoped the new facility will mean fewer people end up in hospital. Building work is expected to start later this year and it should open in December 2019. A Kent hospice who care for adults and children with life-limiting conditions has let the TV cameras in to see what they do. Filming for the Fly on the Wall series has been going on at Eleanor near Gravesend since January. Linda Coffey from the charity hopes it'll show us more about what they do.
It shows all the support we provide to families and the fun that our patients have as well, and the way we help patients to remain independent for as long as they possibly can, and I think it's a really positive message.
13-part series starts tonight. A search is underway for a teenage girl who's gone missing from Minster. 16-year-old Molly Oakley was last seen in the Lovell Road area a week ago. We've tweeted her picture via at KMFM News. A Kent boy who's allergic to lots of different food has been named a child allergy hero. 6-year-old Arlo Gillard Moss from West Malling has to be careful what he eats so he doesn't become sick. His bravery and positivity have been recognised after he won a public vote at an award ceremony. His mum Tamsin says they've been able to use the award to help other families going through the same thing.
It's been lovely to be able to reach out to families that are not so far along the line as well as we are, and to be able to offer some advice or just support or just say, you know, for us it is getting better, and you know, there is hope for other people as well. So that's been a lovely outcome from the award.
And a Grade 2 listed pub in Kent is set to reopen after closing 2 years ago. The courthouse in Dartford has recently been taken on by a new owner and will be opening its doors again soon.
Sport with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating expert.
Football and Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger says he's received several job offers since announcing he's leaving at the end of the season, but he won't reveal if any are from England. The Frenchman will bring to a close 22 years in charge this weekend. Wenger's surprised by the interest shown in him, but he won't be retiring from football.
Quite more than I expected. What is for sure, I will be active. My brain demands work and is active, and I have a huge experience, so overall I will work. What will I do? I don't know yet.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.